dive in the Islamic invasion right here at home. It's incredible. They're basically force busing in Texas public schools, school children to mosques. Same thing's been done in Europe. That's coming up with Jake Lane next segment. I'm going to do a lot of the hour on that. And then huge scientific reports, major studies. And we've known this for a long time, but it's been suppressed in the media. It's now being accepted mainline science that from bacterial up to large worms are causing massive amounts of mental illness, and that most people do have different types of parasites and just don't know it. That is coming up in the end of this hour, into the next hour. As soon as I can get to it, I have a big, gigantic stack of studies, and just it's all breaking out right now. Very, very important. But I want to get back just briefly, because we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and have Jake Lang on and do the Islamic threat deep dive and the massive second wave of invasion in Morocco into Spain. Just to explain something, you know, Trump goes, oh, inflation under me is not that bad. And then he shows the last year and a half and the increase there, that if you look at the first 6 months, it actually almost stops, but then it starts zooming back up with the war. And I'll show you the graph here in a moment. But it's the inflation that exploded in 2021 once Biden got in with quantitative easing. And so that's the huge mountain we're already under, and then it continues to not get better. We need to see it go down. Trump got it to slow its increase and was starting to go down. Then the war zips back up, and it's baked in now, even if the straits open now, another year of problems. But maybe it's correctable. I don't know. We'll have to see. But here's a newscaster talking about this, showing you the graph of the explosion of inflation starting 6 years ago, right when Biden gets in. It was still going up steadily, but just explosive exponential growth right here. And then you look where Trump gets in, and again, it starts to slow, starts to drop, and then bloop, right there at the end is exploding. That's what we're worried about. Because it's not just this explosion here. We go, oh, you can zoom in on that and say, well, that's little. No, not when you're already underwater. It'd be like you're being held under 10 feet of water, and now you're pushed 12 feet under. It really doesn't matter. Because, yeah, this increases Trump in the war right here at the end. Sure, it started to slow right here. This is what we're dealing with. This is the pain that Trump says, I don't know about affordability. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, this is what we're all feeling. And believe me, I pay my bills. And I was never ultra wealthy like they claim, but I used to have extra money. Right now, I'm like, I'll take the T-bone and not the porterhouse. Because, I mean, that's good to be where the people are. It's we all know. The dollar ain't going as far as ever. Inflation's record level. It needs to stop. And J.D. Vance says that's the number one issue now. Is it too late with the midterms 2.5 months out? We'll see. Here's a clip.
Living crisis. Suddenly we went up from prices being around there to prices being there. And you don't really see that in this data, okay? Because inflation is really just measuring the difference between that and that. And if you look at those two lines, you're talking about a 2.3% change. That's the number we're talking about today. But for a lot of people, it's not about that. It's about the difference between this and that. And when you look at the difference between this and that, that's 20%. And I think that's the dichotomy here between these inflation numbers where it looks normal and this, which is really not normal at all.
And that's Cook numbers. It's more like 27%, they think, 26, 28, it varies. I mean, look, you don't need to believe me, you know. In the last 6-7 years, have prices exploded? Yeah. And did Trump cut the price of gas almost in half the first 6-8 months? Yeah. Did it shoot back up to the even higher? Yeah. So just stop gaslighting us. And the White House, oh, you don't like a $20 burrito? What's your problem? Suck it up. You should say, yeah, we understand. We're working on that. I mean, it's bad enough you did this war that it increased inflation, but to slap people around, it's not just the burrito statement. I've seen Republican pundits, oh, it's one burrito statement. No, it's not that. It's all these pundits copying Trump when he's like, I don't care about the average American's economic peril. I don't care about any of that. I'm a war president. What the hell are you talking about? And we're bitching at Trump to get him to correct what he's starting to do. Doesn't mean we're trying to salvage Trump. We're trying to salvage ourselves. Jake Lane, attacked by an Islamist. The Islamist has been arrested by Homeland Security. We'll talk about it all straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in airports in Texas and Virginia and you name it, they're putting in Islamic prayer rooms. The prayer carpet, they're putting in foot washing centers. They all over the U.S., kids are taken without the parents even being told. You know, one day it's drag queen story time, another day for career day, you know, it's a drag queen pedophile. And then the next day you're taken to a mosque. And here in Austin, they hand out Korans at the school, but you can't hand out Bibles, which is a separation of church and state. You can hand out a Bible as your private citizen. You can have the school hand it out. They even tell all over the country, you know, don't have Christmas cards. Well, you're allowed to hand out a Christmas card. Don't wear a cross around your neck. Don't talk at your commencement about how you love Jesus. But you can talk about Muhammad all you want. So it's every day we see this. Here's one. Remember, I tell you years ago, oh, you see this in England where they take little kids to the mosque and make them bow to Allah? Look at this. Terrifying development. The taxpayer-funded public school students in Texas are bused to an Islamic center so they can see Islam up close and personal. The Muslims who run the mosque are ecstatic with how many. Folks, I guarantee the Muslims paid somebody to do this. Okay, so they're blocking highways doing their call to prayer. They got their call to prayer blaring in hundreds of cities. But, oh, they took the church bells down. They know what they're doing. We've had our culture taken, our Christian culture. They bring in these people that follow a Quran that is a military battle plan to take over. So first is the clip of that. And then I'm going to play a clip right after it of Jake Lang being attacked by an Iraqi illegal alien invader who has now been arrested. And that dovetails into this whole stack. You see this? This is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. It's like 50-something clubs. I'm going to stop counting. Of just all pure evil. And now they're saying, hey, let the Muslims rape all the women, but let's provide them with prostitutes so they don't rape underage girls. I have government officials in the U.K. saying that on video. This is just brand new. Not like I dug out all the bad stuff. It's every day. It's a damn fire hose. I can't even keep track of it. I spent hours today just looking at what the Muslims are doing. I over-prepare for these shows. There's no way to even put all this on air. Holy Toledo. Good Lord. So here in Texas, it's all over the state. We're the main epicenter. It's not Michigan, folks. It's us. And here they are taking the kids. It's now come out, parents weren't told, to the mosque. So it's gay pride day one day. Learn how to be a pedo one day. Learn how to chop your penis off one day. The next day, you learn how to be a Muslim day. But don't you talk about Jesus. Here it is.
It's always exciting to have the opportunity to speak to the general community about Islam. And this past week, right before Ramadan started, we were blessed to have a group of high school students from Kingwood High School and Atascocita High School come and visit the Centro Islamico. And this group was mixed with Muslims and people from other faiths. and their teachers wanted them to see a different side of the Muslims, the diversity within our community. And these are, brothers and sisters, of the greatest blessings that we can have, is to be able to explain to the younger generation not only what Islam is and how it impacted our lives, but also giving them an insight to the work of Islam in Spanish, and also...
Oh, hit pause. Back up 10 seconds. Notice he's got an NLP-trained NPR voice. I'm non-threatening. Oh, I've got a little soft voice. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, it's not. It's like a pit bull. He doesn't bite you all the time, but in the end, it does bite you. Let's go back to him.
And how it impacted our lives.
Oh, nice.
But also giving them an insight to the work of Islam in Spanish.
I am the Ka, the
and
snake.
Also what the Centro Islamico
I will conquer
means to
you.
Us. And what we try to
Muhammad married
live
a 9-year-old
when it comes to hosting people here and making them feel at home. And many times we may underestimate the impact that may have when you have over 30 students being able to go back to X amount of classmates that they can speak about what their experience was here at the Centro Islamico, what they heard about when Islam impacted these individuals' lives, but also when they're able to go back and speak to their families of this experience, we hope at minimum that it was something positive and definitely not something that was negative and at times an opportunity.
This is Islamic grooming. Islamic grooming
types that one may have against the Muslims. So it was an opportunity, alhamdulillah, that we were given by Allah. And this is always by His help and also the support of the community, allowing us to continue this work, not only for the immediate future, but also looking way down the line when these young men and women are adults and they can speak positively about Islam.
In the name of Jesus!
That's the Islamists attacking Jake Lang.
No violence. No violence. No violence. No violence. No violence.
They're literally flying their Muslim Al-Qaeda flags.
No violence. No violence. No
violence. Okay, so Homeland Security arrested the suspect in attack on controversial activist Jake Lang. He's an illegal immigrant who served 15 years for murder. Murdered a little girl, reportedly. I mean, you can't make this up. So Jake Lang, you can say he's controversial, but compared to the Muslims, he's a cream puff. Definitely has a lot of courage. Jake Lang joins us now to go over what happened to him in the latest Islamic massive attacks exploding I haven't gotten to yet. At Jake Lang on X, supporting JakeLang.com. Jake, tell us what happened. And you give us the latest of your travails.
The American crusade has started. Our forefathers' blood, the Christian man who founded this beautiful country, is pumping through the veins of the American people. They're tired of watching these Islamic bullies beat people up in the streets for preaching the name of Jesus. If you notice in that clip, I was literally saying, Jesus Christ is King of Dearborn, Michigan. I speak the name of Jesus before this illegal immigrant from Iraqi, this murderer, punched me right in the face. And then hundreds of men picked up stones. One of them actually struck me in the back of the neck, Alex. It kind of like right where the ear meets.
Under
the
Sharia
neck,
law, you deserve under me. Sharia law, you deserve to die. And they say they follow Sharia.
We have Christians in America being stoned on the streets for preaching the name of Jesus and saying that we want to send ICE into these Islamic third world hotbed areas. We are under invasion, the conquering of America. I mean, we thought we were like 15 years behind Europe, Alex. We are like 5 years behind Europe. We are just a couple years, actually 2 years to be precise. What happened in Spain, where the Muslims overran the border in Spain, will happen again.
By the way, we're about to update. They just hit them again. They just surged over again.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, this is our future. Our forefathers, really, they were very clear. They said for our posterity, they meant white Christian European men, right? That was who they were, and their families and their progeny all the way after them. They never won in a million years, ever imagine that we'd be dealing with third world.
Well, Thomas Jefferson ran on no foreign entanglements, but as the third president, he launched our first foreign war, literally against Morocco and the other Barbary states for white slavery and stealing our ships and enslaving our men, women, and children. Thomas Jefferson went to war with these people.
Yes, and I mean, that's where the Marines were founded, right? On the shores of Tripoli, right? This is our foundation. And now we have this group of Christians, this lukewarm group of Christians that the church has turned into. Every single church has a trans flag outside. Half of them are being
By the way, the mullahs, they had a whole bunch of city-states attacking pirates. They sent him threatening letters saying, screw you, go ahead and do it. But they weren't laughing when the Marines showed up. Took us 2 years, but they sunk hundreds of ships, took over their cities, burned them to the ground, and saved massive numbers of white slaves kidnapped out of Europe.
And they're not going to be laughing when the Crusaders show up. Dearborn, Michigan, this August 18th, just this Tuesday, there's a city council meeting planned. They moved it from the city hall, you know, normal building that they do it, to the Henry Ford Centennial Library. It's a massive, massive library. And we are going to have thousands of Christians there. We have a pig roast planned, Alex. We will be roasting pig over burnt Qurans outside of the Henry Ford Library, showing this is a Christian nation and we can exercise our First Amendment right.
And let's be clear, we didn't want war with anybody, but they were seizing literally thousands of our ships, demanding equivalent of tens of billions in tribute, in running human slavery. And that's where the Marines get the term leatherneck, because their armor was superior in leather, so when they would try to cut their heads off, it wouldn't work. And so that's literally the first war America had, was basically with the Muslims.
Where are the Marines? Where are my Army Rangers? Where are the bikers? Where are the Christian pastors? Show up to Dearborn on August 18th, this Tuesday, 6 p.m., pig roast outside the Henry Ford Library. This is the beginning of the Crusades. This is D-Day for if we're going to allow America to continue to be conquered, or are we going to stand up as Christians, united under the banner of Christ? Because the church, we are losing territory every single day. They're burning our churches down. They are taking our children on, you know, these little daycare school trips to their mosques. They are converting us by the sword. They are converting us by their out, you know, they're outbreeding us, Alex. We need to take this threat very seriously. The third worldification of America is here. Either your kids are going to be Hindu or Muslim in the future. I mean, that's, you know, that's the bleak outlook of America right now. And if Christians don't stand up, heritage Americans, white European lineage men, if we don't stand up, our people will be a forgotten people.
And by
our
the way, I don't attack Indians in general, society. But it's true. Modi is now destroying thousands of Christian churches and outlawing basically Christianity in India now. Why the hell is that happening? I mean, why is Christianity under such attack? What have we done to the Hindus?
Well, you know, Jesus Christ told us, he said, if the world hated you, know it hated me first. And, you know, we are in the very nature of being Christian, opposed to the world. This world wants to chew us up and spit us out because we are not of this world. So we need to start acting like we're not of this world, Alex. We need to stand on our faith. We need to march through the streets and reclaim Minneapolis, reclaim Dearborn, reclaim Plano, Texas. I mean, have you ever been to the Costco in Plano, Texas? I just did a piece on this a couple days ago. I went around walking around with a Superman sign, asking people, all these Indians, all these Senegalese, all these Somalians from different countries that have invaded Plano, Texas. And I asked them, who is this? The picture of this man. And none of them could answer Superman. They're unassimilative. They're a conquering group of people, and they're outbreeding us. I mean, white people, we've got to start fighting back in the bedroom. It is an atrocity that we are being outbred in our own country by these people that don't even speak English. They don't even dress like we do. They don't eat the same food we do.
Well, let's be clear. A lot of them are nice people, but they are being brought in by the globalists to destroy the country. I mean, it's replacement migration.
That's the most insidious part about the Hindu and the Indian invasion. They are a quiet people, and slowly and quietly they're conquering city by city. And so we need to understand, the Muslims, just because they're a little more dangerous and violent, doesn't mean that the plan is any different. Outbreed, control the positions of power. I mean, look at Abdul el-Sayed. This is a perfect example. The guy's on a freaking, you know, video dressed and danced like Blue's Clues. But you can guarantee his Middle Eastern handlers, the people, the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, all these people are laughing when he dresses up like a patriot, you know, a cowboy, and starts singing Taylor Swift. They're doing taquilla. He's doing that purposeful lying straight in your face. They're laughing at our ignorance. They're laughing at how stupid we could be to allow these plants, Abdul Saeed, Ilhan Omar, all these people, they're plants. They do not respect American culture. They are
well,
making
I mean, Ilhan Omar says she hates America and wants to destroy it, that she's a Somali. I mean, they do tell us.
Of course, but you know, you have to understand at the end of the day, these people, just like the Dearborn City Council, you look at them, right? When I made that very famous speech last year in front of all of them, they're all wearing suits, right? You know, Dr. Abdul El Saeed, you know, they're getting jobs like Americans, doctorates, law degrees and stuff. But at the end of the day, they are just another form of totalitarian Islam that has been sent here to penetrate into the weak, spineless liberal. You know, there we go. Look at that. This guy's, his Middle Eastern handlers are laughing all the way to the bank because this is one of the most pure forms of taquilla, lying in our face, making fun of our culture. This is white culture, by the way, this nice, happy.
For folks who don't know, the Quran is a battle manual to take over. Read it yourself. Read it at least twice, the full thing, cover to cover. Read it subsections many times, double-checking my memory. And it says, you will go in and pose like you're with them. They're infidels. Sell them drugs, enslave their women. Commit any crime you want as long as it's against them. And that's what they do. I mean, it is about deception. That is their religion is taking us over.
And we will not stand for it any longer, Alex. That's why I'm calling out to the American people. If you have a spine left on that back column of yours, if you have red blood pumping through your veins, August 18th, 6 p.m., this Tuesday, guys, this is no joke. We are standing up against Islam. Dearborn is the head of the snake. And if you can't make it to Dearborn on August 18th, then September 11th, we are doing a march on Mandami. And both of these ones, and for everyone who says I'm some vile racist and whatnot, both of these marches, the one happening in Dearborn is being partnered with by Pastor Lorenzo, who is the head pastor of Trump's 250th revival there in Washington, D.C. He's the head pastor of a black church in Detroit. And
well, Jake, let's just be clear. This globalist attacks all race-based, so they can't criticize white people standing up for themselves. But it's black folks particularly have joined with us because they get they're being replaced. So the globalists made it all racial, so that little game goes out the window. Nobody's buying it. If people want to be different than white but want to hoist the American flag and believe in our values, they're welcome, in my view. But this whole thing with the communists and the socialists, the Islamists running around saying, kill the white people, we're done, folks. We're done. And we're just now getting organized, so get ready. Go ahead.
I'm pro-white, and I believe America should always remain a super white majority country. We should have 70, 80% white people in this country. You know, that's just the way that our founding fathers envisioned it. There's no reason.
Well, my point is there's a deliberate replace the white people. White people are 7% of the world population. So white people have a right to self-determine. They have a right to self-determine and say, we are not part of this. I'm just saying, I know everybody, all these groups. I don't blame the average person that isn't white for being part of this. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. And they're seeing that encroachment of Islam on their women, too. I mean, for example,
yeah, but what's it take for a major White House-endorsed black preacher to come with you? They understand how existential this is.
Of course. I mean, they're seeing their people in Philadelphia when they go to prison, these black men, they come home and they convert their whole neighborhood. So what we know is Prislam, all of the women, these are normal African-American black women that are being literally, I mean, they're being overtaken by these Muslims. They come home from prison. They put all their women in the taquilla or the hijabs and everything like that. I mean, I made a couple trips to Philadelphia on July 4th here.
And all you got to do is explain to black people that the majority of black slaves were run by Muslims. And they literally, the Quran, say they're raisin heads and subhuman. I mean, this idea that blacks be part of Islam is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And when the black people in this country were the strongest is when they were most deeply rooted in Christ. The further they stray from Christ, the more degeneracy you've seen.
Well, that's the same
culture,
for everybody. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
We all have black fatigue because, honestly, the black people stopped going to church. We need to get our black brothers back in church and following Christ again. And that's what this movement's about. And secondly, the March on Mandami on 9/11 starts at City Hall, 11 a.m. I'm partnered with Pastor Manning, the very famous, you know, controversial black pastor of New York City. And
fire
so
gonna come out of that butthole.
You can't imagine when you get Jake Lang and Pastor Manning doing a march on Mondami, the world's gonna stop. And
hey, I want to get him on again. I don't know why he comes on. Alex, I know you love Trump and you think I'm bad for criticizing him. I was like, no, I have you on to criticize him. I don't know if you like that. He is funny. He's something else.
I stand by President Trump 110%. He may not be the man of 100 million deportations we need, but guess what, Alex? He's paving the yellow brick road to ensure that the next coming strong man, the one who's really going to change America, has the opportunity. If Kamala Harris was president, I'd be in jail. Our world would be in shambles. We'd be completely and utterly screwed. So President Trump is holding the line, and the next man who rises to save this country will be on the shoulders of President Trump.
So you're talking about, you're counting on the nation. Jake, you're counting on the coming man?
The coming man. Oh, hoorah, baby. He's coming, Alex. We're taking our nation back, brother. Step by step, city by city, crusade by crusade. This is God's country, and we will show the world how strong the heart of the American men is. We are bold. We are fearless. We will not bow down to Islam. We will not allow our children to become Hindus. We will not allow our children to pray to pedophile prophets. We will stand and conquer this land again, just like our founding fathers did, from sea to shining sea.
You can say
sea,
what you want about Jake Lang, but I mean, Jake puts himself almost every day in the middle of Muslims that want to kill him. I mean, you do have a lot of courage, pal. I mean, because I mean, if I had to take a bet,
Alex, I'm ripe to catch a flight right now. I got my Crusader helmet ready to rock and roll, and I'm getting on a flight right now to an unknown location where I'm doing an anti-Islam demonstration coming very soon. You'll see it across your timeline. Every day we are out here because they do not sleep. And this is something that we need to understand. 94% of Muslims in Michigan got out and voted in the primary. We can barely get 20 to 30% of Republicans out on a primary. These people are lock in step. Their church, you know, their mosque, their entire environment that they teach their followers to follow is much more organized, much more bold and ferocious on winning their ideology. We need to take that fire, that Christian Holy Spirit fire, and reignite our people. And that's what these in-person events that I do are all about. Showing people this land is your land. This land is our country. And you can go out and demonstrate. You can go into the face of the enemy, walk into any place in America and say what you want to say. You might get rocks thrown at you in Dearborn, Michigan for speaking the name of Jesus, but that will not prevent me from doing it.
Well, it sounds like you got to go then and catch this plane.
Yes, and very soon, Alex, I really want to just lead the American people with a call to action. We are organizing. We have local chapters of the Crusader set up in every single major city right now. If you want to get involved, it takes 2 seconds. Send me a DM on X. It's at Jake Lang. On Instagram, Jake Lang 1776. Facebook, Jake Lang 1776. You can get in there and do, you know, the most good you can do for your country right now is showing up and standing beside me, standing beside other strong Christian leaders that are organizing events. We have a full calendar coming out. You guys are going to be blown away with how many different demonstrations.
Well, there's no doubt that you have a man of action. You are definitely Crusader 2.0. When the history books are written, they'll say Jake Lang is definitely a Crusader. And you definitely are putting your balls on the line there. Jake, thank you. We'll talk to you if you survive, we're praying for you. And then next week, be safe, okay?
Thank you. See you guys August 18th, 6 p.m. Big Rose, let's go. Make America Christian again.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula If you're looking for something like Supermeal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically, to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the ultimate power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Shows around the world, but there is only one Alex Jones Live, the next phase of the info war, and we're only here because of your steadfast support, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, man, I got so much to get to. I need to get into parasites causing mental illness that we've known for a long time, and not just the big worms, it's the bacteria, it's the mycoplasms, it's the amoebas. Mycoplasms are the tiny bacteria up to the biggest amoebas, or the amoebas are the biggest bacteria. Big reports on that. Really important. That's coming up. And I can only skim the surface of this Islam stuff I got because there's so much. It's still deeper than other people, but still just the surface. To look at the lawlessness, the mass fraud, that it's in the religion to come in and act friendly, but defraud, steal, rob. Everyone is an infidel. Everyone is the enemy. Everyone is scum. Women are subhuman. Just absolute brainwashing cult. And James O'Keefe's done it again. He's got a bunch of reports out. But in Minnesota, they have a law where no voting, no documents, no proof who you are. You just show up and vouch for someone. And if you have a voter ID, they can all vote. So he marches in. It's a long report. I won't play the whole thing. But it just shows you the lawlessness. And, of course, I wouldn't hold your breath for any type of indictments. And then look at this. Former conservative minister Edwina Currie says they should have a policy of supplying prostitutes to the migrants so they won't rape the little girls in France, in England, in Germany. And they'll have a town of like 500, a tiny little village, and they'll dump 2,000 Muslims on them. I mean, these are the type of clips I have. I literally have 50, 60 clips of this. Them saying it. Unbelievable. It's just next level. And I just see hundreds of these a day. Three Syrians gang rape and urinate on a 10-year-old girl in Germany. Dallas-Fort Worth to install Muslim foot washing stations. Cater to their BS. And they're only 5% right now. But they bully you into submission. That's political correctness. They bully you into letting them brainwash your son and take him away from you and chop his testicles off. Like Elon Musk's son. He's right. They murdered who he was. That's the reality of this. And then we've got the invasion of Spain that started 2 weeks ago. They just launched a new attack. We'll get to that. But first, James O'Keefe.
I'm James O'Keefe, and this is vouching for seven other Muslims at a Minneapolis polling booth. We're going in to this location, and I'm going to say that I'm vouching for them. The name is William Pomerantz.
The question about the vouching program, yeah? Vouching? Mm-hmm. I can vouch for them, but they are not registered. That's okay, that's fine. Can I bring five more from
up to eight
people? Okay, that's a good thing. We go back and we get Krishna and Ernesto and Mohammed.
In Minnesota, you can show up on election day and vouch for up to eight unregistered voters. Members of the Justice League dress up in traditional Muslim attire, including a transgender wearing a burqa, and put this vouching law to an extreme test on primary day, August 11th.
Gonna be a baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
The vouching?
Yeah. The vouching for
them. I vouch for them.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, if you're all in the same precinct,
yes.
And you are already registered, which it looks like you are, then you can vouch for them as ID for them.
Oh, good.
She says to me, I say, they do not need ID. She says, you are the ID.
He is the ID.
So I am the ID.
And no ID needed. I just vouch for them.
Well, you're the ID.
I am the ID. That's good. How many people may I vouch for?
Eight.
It's
eight? I thought it was six.
I can vouch for eight people.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people, no ID. We come right back. Thank you.
Most poll workers we visited were willing to let us vouch with no questions asked, even when presented with the most absurd situation imaginable. While other poll workers did take issue with our investigation, revealing their awareness that something about this vouching system is deeply flawed or wrong, yet for some reason, they don't want us to expose it.
I can't have her see me.
Get down. I'm a 20-inch crawler, blaze on the parlor, diamond rock waller.
In Minnesota, voters can vouch for up to eight of their unregistered friends. At the polling place, a registered voter from the same precinct signs an oath confirming that they personally know the voter lives there. This allows someone without ID to register and vote. And employees of residential facilities may vouch for an unlimited number of facility residents to vote at the facility's address. That's right, an unlimited number. While proponents emphasize that the policy expands ballot access for recent movers and senior citizens, critics view it as a potential for fraud. For example, if a voucher were to lie on this contract and allow eight of his ineligible friends to vote, vote and the results of that election are announced on the same day, what happens when the oath is further investigated and it is discovered that those vouched for votes shouldn't have been counted? The results of the election will have already been announced and enacted by that point. This document shows that the election workers simply circle a number of the vouchees. There's no other identifying information. And Scott Pressler from the organization Early Vote Action says there is no list of these vouchee voters anywhere. When he requested them from areas like Duluth, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and St. Cloud, Minnesota, Pressler says they are nameless, faceless, and recordless. So we dressed in full traditional Muslim attire and went in to ask if we can vouch for 8 of our unregistered friends, just to test the limits of this law and the willingness of election judges to go along with it. Only Muslim women traditionally wear the full face covering. So Cam Higby was in disguise as my transgender Muslim wife.
So he's wearing the niqab, so basically he's not supposed to shake hands with a man. So what he does is once a man tries to shake hands, he has to do it.
Yeah, he's sticking
in
bed.
All right.
With, like, say these are
ribs
right here.
Oh, yo, I don't shake hands.
You're going to be the female? Or are we? Am I the voucher?
You're the voucher. We're the vouchers.
So
we're
I'm fine. William Pomerantz. I am William Pomerantz. This is my...
That's great.
I vouch for people.
Yes, great.
I vouch for people.
For
the vouching system. I have 8 people come from my...
All right, let's stop right here. The full report's all over X. I posted it at Rolox Jones on X. Be sure and share it. It's long, but it's amazing. It's worth your time to watch and share. So... as long as you show up in some type of costume, a drag queen, pedophile outfit, an Islamic beekeeper suit, the left's trained to just bow down. And you have such a high trust culture in the West, like the Japanese, where when there's almost no crime in Japan. When there's an earthquake or something, it goes to zero. Now, we've never been that high trust, but we were, you know, pretty close, especially Northern Europe. So we're all high trust, and even people that have come here and adopted the culture are high trust. But not these other cultures, folks. And they think we're a joke. So as negative as all this is and as bad as the news is, Americans of every race, color, and creed who love freedom have finally learned not to care what people say about us and to call their bluff. So sometimes I have guests on that I think personally go a little far in what they're saying. In a way, it's healthy because they're moving the Overton window back the other way. We're way over here in commie land to be intimidated, let everybody run over us. Well, then... if it takes dragging people over here a little extreme to get you drug away from that, it's good. It's good. Now, I want to hit this parasite news. This is huge. And we got huge news next hour on a whole bunch of fronts as well. I've done a pretty good job today. I've covered about 12 of the stacks. I've not hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 stacks. 25 stacks I prepared, but it doesn't matter. My research into those stacks adds into the other research, so it's okay. Let me finish up on the... well, God, there's so much here. Maybe I just won't be able to hit the parasite news because I have all this other news. Let's have a little comic relief. Here is a comic who does a really good parallel between Muslims and pit bulls, and then I'll... shift gears into the latest new second wave in the last 2 weeks. It started yesterday attacking Spain with the Muslims. Here it is.
Where I'm from in New York, there are a lot of ugly women. Feminists. I grew up with these women. They're always like, I'm a strong, independent woman. Because she, like, pays her own bills and just takes care of things on her own. You know what we call a man who does that? He's just a guy. These women, like, they're so funny. They're, like, all about female empowerment. I learned this recently. Did you know that the top 5 wealthiest women in the world got their money from divorce settlements? It's genius, actually. What am I doing working this hard? No, but it's true. They take the money that their husbands earned through capitalism and they funnel it through these like crazy socialist causes. And they always have to come up with new problems, you know, like the anti-gravity foundation because it keeps minorities down or something. Theo's like, he's such a sweet boy. Anyone knows dogs, like he's the classic lab. He loves everyone, wants to play with everyone, but I won't let him play with pits. Because the thing is, pit bulls are like Muslims.
Oh,
By the way, the few people who aren't excited about this are the Pitbull owners in this room. Listen, they're not all violent. Most of them aren't, but somehow, almost every violent attack happens with them. They're like the Al-Qaeda sleeper cell of dogs, you know? You'll see a pit for years, so happy, so sweet, and then they get a signal that we don't see, and they're activated, and your face is torn off, and then you have some liberal white woman defending it, saying that you shouldn't put it down, and that somehow it was your fault. And they're like, well, all the ones that I grew up with were super peaceful. Great, we should put them in our dog parks, because it worked out so well in all the other dog parks, right? This is a breed that was just, they made it just recently. It's meant for illegal fighting. And we have to pretend that all those years of inbreeding and raising them from young age to fight, like that just goes away and suddenly they're westernized, I mean domesticated. My favorite is the gays who come up to me, because they're all closet conservatives. A lot of them, right? Yeah. We have some people nodding. Do we have any gays in here? No gays? Statistically, that's impossible. Some of you have to be gay. Like, some of you have to be liberal in here,
all right,
too.
Let's stop there. Again, you think this is a deep dive on Islam? This is just today's stuff. I literally have like 50 other clubs. Let's go to the attack on Spanish enclaves in North Africa that the State Department months ago funded $40 million to do, said Morocco should take it to punish Spain for not backing the war against Iran and not backing Gaza and the mass extermination that happened there. So just roll these clips. I mean, I can't get to them all. I sent the crew like 30 of them. Murdering police, stabbing, raping, killing, everything else. This is all new. And then a bunch of footage of who's already there just in one city alone. The Spanish government tried to say this wasn't happening a few weeks ago. Now they admit it, and now they're fighting back. Not because they don't want the country overrun. They don't want it done dramatically and obviously so the country wakes up and throws out the communist leadership. Here's the clips. Go ahead and roll audio of that, please. This is like something out of Soylent Green. And again, this is literally directed by the State Department. You look it up. They're building little villages, look. And again, radio listeners, you're seeing this. Or radio listeners can't see it. TV viewers are seeing it. For radio listeners, I'm describing what you're witnessing here. But this is just the country completely overrun with us. Now they're taking their boats across, hijacked boats across into Spain itself. So a whole new wave the last 2 days slammed in, tens of thousands. And it's all publicly directed by the Moroccan government, public financing by the U.S. government and Israel. But the good news is, I got a bunch of clips here, I don't have time to get to them, of in Ireland and in Italy and in Germany, mass protest against this. And we have them raping and killing police and carjacking. I could play you hours of this. Imagine you wake up and hundreds of thousands, it's now hundreds of thousands, this has been going on for 2 weeks, thousands and thousands a day coming across. Imagine you wake up to this. And there's footage of like the airports and the roads full of women and children with their bags leaving forever. Because the raping and killing is so bad. And it's all military-aged men. Because the West is so bad, they want to get into it, though. Because they want to be oppressed by it right away. I got a bunch of footage of people being stabbed, raped, and murdered, and police killed. You want to see that? I can play hours of this. I can sit there for hours and just send the crew new clips of the carnage. And the globalists will do this to you in America in 10 seconds. Yeah, burn down all the cars, burn down the buildings, burn down the churches. I got footage of them burning down the churches. They attack churches like piranhas would attack a pork chop. But the answer is the Irish truckers are now blocking the highways 2 weeks straight. And now they're getting back some of their own medicine. But this is what the globalists are doing. Because you can't even blame these poor starving Muslims that come from their hellholes. You have to blame the globalists, the UN, the ADL, the WEF, the people that are running the attacks. That's who's behind it. All right, shifting gears. I've been on air 32 years. I've done a lot of research and talked to a lot of medical doctors and scientists and found CIA reports that he classified this year from the 50s that they knew that most cancer was caused by parasites, the bacterial type from microplasms, the smallest up to the largest bacteria that are amoebas, and then up to the different types of worms, and that regardless, they understood this was the main cause of it, but they've suppressed that. But now it's coming out. And now some major studies just got published, and then that triggered a bunch of people to look at previous studies. So just last night and this morning, I literally read dozens of studies or scanned over them. Here's some of the headlines. Psychopathic tendencies are linked to microbes inside your body, study reveals. Here's another one. Gut and oral microbiota or microbiome composition is associated with psychopathic personality, a cross-section study. Organisms living inside psychopaths could be driving bad behavior, scientists claim. And it goes on from there. Gut and oral microbiomes composition associated with psychopathic personality cross-section study. Brain structure in response to emotional stimuli as related to gut microbe profiles in healthy women. What did Dr. Andrew Wakefield say 25 years ago? He said, it's the shots are causing an autoimmune response in the gut and changing gut biome and causing them to be highly toxic with the blood-brain barrier boys being weaker. And now that's all been proven. And they knew that. They were targeting it by design. You got toxoplasmosis, the bacteria that's in cats that takes over your body, programs your brain to want to smell cat piss, that the bacteria put out a smell that programs you to want to have more cats for more cat piss, which means more cat piss, more of the bacteria, and upwards of one half of India, low estimate, 300, 400 million, have this, and it's associated with every form of mental illness you can imagine. And that's just one of hundreds of known things causing this. Starting to get the picture here? So it was hygiene by the 20s that made all these horrible diseases and things go way down. Then the vaccines start after that, and actually diseases go back up. The vaccines don't work. They're not designed to work. They're a fraud. It's population control, cancer viruses, you name it. But anti-parasiticals are so important. And there's a Nobel Prize for ivermectin, but they suppress that, and they know. They know this information. They know what Benbenzidol does, and not just with cancer, and they don't want you to know that. And you may think you don't have microbes. You may think you don't have parasites, but everybody's got different types of bacteria that aren't good. Low oxygen bacteria, you name it. They're associated with root canals and things. Everybody, at one point in their life, has some type of larger parasite in them. If you've ever been in a lake in the summer and gulped some water or snorted some up your nose, you got a whole load of these guys in there. There are a whole bunch of deaths every year in Texas with amoebas that you snort into your nose swimming that eat your brain. And the doctors aren't even trained for it, so when the person comes in, they think they've got meningitis or something. It's almost always fatal. They don't think, oh, get them on strong antibiotics or anti-parasitics right now. Texas woman dies from brain-eating amoeba after clearing sinus with tap water. See what I'm talking about? So they don't tell you this is an epidemic. They don't tell you all this. They don't tell you where you have the parasites, whether they're bacterial or larger, part of the other classes. They don't tell you that that is associated with the toxins of the parasites defecating in your body and other things and absorbing your body, that that then triggers cancer. They don't tell you all this. They don't want you to know this. That's why we cover it. That's why we talk about it. That's why we get into it. And that's why I'm telling listeners, I was told this decades ago and ignored it. I remember working for a large animal vet when I was 16 years old. I already worked for him some summers and stuff, but I was out of school for 1 year because I was kicked out of school. And my parents said, you're going to the ranch for a year because of all the fights I was in. People started them. And I was making fun of these hillbillies that were taking ivermectin cow paste. And he said, no, that stuff works for everything. You don't know what you're talking about. And he was like top of his class A&M. So this is like 35, 36, 37, 38 years ago. I was already hearing this and rolling my eyes. So my point is, we didn't just discover this. This has been known. We individually are just now discovering it. So consult your physician, talk to whoever you want. But if you go to the URL we're going to give you, 1776rx.health, you can get medical-grade ivermectin with minbenzidol, medical grade, together in the studies. They're amazing. And let's hope you don't have any parasites. But you can get it prescribed, you can get medical grade, and it's a great detox for the whole body. I recommend it twice a year, but talk to your physician. That's my opinion. You get your own ruling on that. But this is, you're talking to the nurses and the doctors at 1776rx.health. And this is something everybody should do. I sell you things you need. I remember David Hogg, who became the head of the DNC later, the big anti-gun guy, said, Jones is a con man. He does all these shows about atrazine in the water turning frogs gay and then says you need to filter your water. Yeah, I tell you about a problem and then sell you a highly rated filter that cuts it out so that I'm selling you something that helps you, that keeps it on air so you can warn more people. But to him, he imagines a pitch is a scam. No, I'm here to promote solutions. Like if I was selling gold mining equipment in Alaska during the gold rush, I'd sell you good pickaxes and good coats because I want to be known as the outfitter that sells you good stuff at good prices. You need to take this, in my view, right now. Everybody does. And in most people have these issues. It's a no-brainer to take action at 1776rx.health. But today's the last day, midnight, for all orders that can put it 100x each dollar you spend, thealexjonesstore.com, to win both super trucks.
Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yaka! Attack!
Oh.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.